Good morning, everyone. Hi, I'm Hubert Dixon III. I learn and serve with the board of Cedar Ridge and with our youth. If you're a middle school or high school student, and maybe you're newer to our church and wonder, you've particularly been coming in here and you don't see any high school or middle school students, I want to invite you to join us over at the barn. That's where we're at most Sundays, typically on the second floor. You are always welcome, and we have, you know, generally a pretty good time there. Today, our youth have been working over the last few Sundays to prepare for today's God in the Movies presentation, which is Moana. So let's start.
In the beginning, there was only ocean, until the mother island emerged. Death. Her heart held the greatest power ever known. It could create life itself. And Tefiti shared it with the world.
She lies down to sleep.
But in time, some began to seek Tefiti's heart. They believed if they could possess it, the great power of creation would be theirs. And one day, most daring of them all voyaged across the vast ocean to take it.
A hawk approaches Tefiti Island.
He was a demigod of the wind and sea.
He lands as a lizard.
He was a warrior. A trickster.
He morphs into a bug.
A shapeshifter who could change form with the power of his magical fish hook.
He becomes a man.
And his name was Maui.
In a cave, hulking long-haired Maui uses his large curving fish hook to prize a glowing green stone from the center of a spiraling rock formation.
But without her heart, Tefiti began to crumble, giving birth to a terrible darkness.
The island crumbles around Maui, who destroys a falling rock with his hook. The disintegrating island seems to chase him to a cliff edge, where he dives towards the ocean, becoming a hawk in midair. The hawk has black feathers on its head, like Maui's black hair. As a human, he lands on a wooden canoe with a narrow outrigger.
Maui tried to escape, but was confronted by another who sought the heart.
A billowing black cloud.
Hika! A demon of earth and fire.
The massive fiery demon Tekar rears from the volcanic cloud. Maui leaps, transforming into a hawk, then becomes human and swings his fish hook.
Maui was struck from the sky, never to be seen again. And his magical fish hook and the heart of Tefiti were lost to the sea, where even now, 1,000 years later, Tekar and the demons of the deep still hunt for the heart, hiding in a darkness that will continue to spread, chasing away our fish, draining the life from island after island, until every one of us is devoured by the bloodthirsty jaws of inescapable death.
Toddlers listen to the story. One cries, one faints, and another applauds.
But one day, the heart will be found by someone who will journey beyond our reef, find Maui, deliver him across the great ocean to restore Tefiti's heart and save us all.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, everyone. And I'm a part of the high school youth group here at Cedar Ridge. And today we'll be looking at Moana and its themes of love, vulnerability, persistence, and pursuing one's purpose. Along with the important theme and message seen throughout the film, that is the idea of needing to know who we are and who we are meant to be. The specific phrasing of who you are is heard throughout the film, so keep an eye out for that. The scene we just watched sets the foundation for the story of Moana and introduces us to Maui, Tefiti, and the journey that someone will need to take to restore the heart of Tefiti. Now let's take a look at Moana as a child.
Green creature makes it into the ocean, leaving Moana delighted. Moana looks surprised as a small incoming wave seems to sparkle in the sun. The surf in front of her seems to rear up as if blown by a gust of wind, revealing the shell she was looking at previously.
Oh, my body.
She picks up the shell, then peers into the water that's risen like an undulating wall. There's another shell beyond the wall of water. Smiling, she steps towards it. A small stretch of ocean pulls back further, revealing the shell and a stranded fish, which flaps back into the sea. Moana picks up the new shell, then another one a few steps away. As the ocean recedes and rises to twice Moana's height, an adult turtle swims past. The baby turtle follows the adult and seems to pause to wave a flipper at Moana. Moana looks up as a big wave pokes above the surface of the ocean, then arcs over her head and stops calmly above her, as if frozen in mid-break. Moana's eyes widen, and she touches the wave, which gently ruffles her hair, leaving it slicked into a winding spike with the pink flower on top. Moana spots a glowing green stone, Tefiti's heart, floating through the water towards her. She takes hold of the heart, and the glow fades. She traces her finger across the spiral pattern on the stone's surface.
Moana!
The wave hears Tui calling and quickly ruffles giggling Moana's hair back into shape before slipping beneath the surface, popping Moana on a piece of driftwood and gently depositing her on the beach where she drops the heart in the surf. Tui spots her and hurries over.
There you are, Moana. What are you doing? You scared me.
Moana, I want to spot back.
I know, but you don't go out there. It's dangerous. Moana, come on. Let's go back to the village.
He takes her hand.
You are the next great chief of our people.
And you'll do wondrous things, my little minnow.
Oh, yes, but first, you must learn where you're meant to be.
Hi, I'm Erin Ormsby, and I'm a recent high school graduate. In this clip, we see baby Moana joyfully playing in the ocean. However, when her father realizes where she is, his emotions are far from joyful. In fact, he appears very scared when he sees his daughter near the water. We later found out that he had a traumatic experience with the ocean as a teenager, leaving him paralyzed with fear of going past the reef. His fear controls his actions around his daughter too, causing him to be very strictly against Moana's longing to explore the ocean. As anyone who has ever been in high school knows, fear is a very strong emotion in most teenagers. One example of this is the fear of being alone. When I was a freshman in high school, I wanted to join the track team. I went to the first practice and quickly realized that I was the only freshman and I didn't know anybody on the team. That terrified me, so I quit. I was planning on joining the team again my sophomore year, but I ended up with an injury that kept me off the track team for the rest of high school. My fear of having no one to talk to prevented me from doing a sport that I probably would have loved, as well as having a way to make new friends. God wants us to make choices out of love, not fear. This relates to 2 Tim 1:7. The spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Before we go into the next clip, Moana has become a young woman and leader in her community. Her father has been preparing her to be the next chief, and we found out that the crops are dying and there are no more fish.
The crops are turning black.
What about the fish?
This is happening all over the
please,
island.
Please, settle down.
What are you going to do?
We will dig new fields. We will find a way
to... Save our island! There's a cavern of boats! Huge canoes! We can take them! Find Maui! Make him restore the heart! We were voyagers! We can voyage again!
Grim-faced Tui walks Moana outside.
You told me to help our people! This is how we help our people! Dad? What are you doing?
I should have burned those boats a long time ago!
No! Don't! We have to find Maui! We have to restore the heart!
There is no heart! This is just a rock!
No!
On the path towards the cavern, Tui grabs the heart from Moana and throws it away. Running to retrieve it, Moana finds Grandma Tala's walking cane. Tui joins her, and they both look anxious. A villager approaches.
It's your mother!
Tui's eyes widen. Moana and Tui sprint back to their hut in the village. They find Sino with Grandma Tala lying sick under a blanket.
Mother.
They hurry to Grandma Tala's side and Tui puts his arm around Sina. Moana leans over Grandma Tala and holds one of her hands, which is resting on her chest. Grandma Tala breathes awkwardly, her eyes firmly closed. Tui and Sina join a worried man and woman standing nearby.
What can be done?
Granatala reaches for Moana's free hand.
Grandma.
She puts her ear to Grandma's lips.
Go.
Not now. I can't.
You must. The ocean chose you. Follow the fish hook.
Grandma.
And when you find Maui, you grab him by the ear. You say, I am Moana of Motu Nui. You will board my boat, sail across the sea, and restore the heart of the Fiti.
I can't leave you.
There is nowhere you could go that I won't be with you.
Having given Moana her necklace and secured the heart inside a locket, Granatala presses her head to Moana's, then smiles. The two villagers approach to care for Granatala, and Moana backs away.
Go.
The illustration on the tapestry above Granatala shows Maui holding his fish hook. Moana dons the necklace and hurries from the hut. Gathering supplies in a small storage hut, she looks up.
There's a line with the sky, with the sea, and it calls me.
Sina stands in the doorway watching her. She kneels and helps Moana to gather food, then wraps it in a blanket and holds it up, looking anxious. Outside, they embrace, and Moana hurries to the cavern with her supplies. Inside the cavern, she finds the spiral carving on the heart matches the pattern on one of the canoe's sails. Moana stows her supplies, then folds the sail. She pushes the canoe into the water and jumps on board. She glides through the waterfall and onto the open sea. Looking back, she spots the warm yellow light fading from the hut in the village, then swooping down into the sea, becoming phosphorescent and changing into the shape of a manta ray. Manta ray soars from the water, then dives again, leaving a silvery trail across the ocean. Moana follows over a rising wave.
Well, that gave me goosebumps. I don't know if anyone else did. Hi, I'm Maddie Stryker. I am also a recent graduate from high school. So in this clip, we see Moana have an internal battle with herself towards the calling she feels from the ocean. She tries to move away from it, but the path just always seems to take her back to the place that is forbidden, but where she has longed to be her whole life. On her deathbed, Moana's grandma gives her the heart of Te Fiti that Moana has seen as a child and urges her to go to find Maui and restore the heart. The ocean chose Moana for this task, and she is ready. She then boards a small boat and attempts to go out of the water for a little bit, going after the calling from inside her. Now, some of us may be able to relate to Moana in the sense of having a calling towards something, whether that be a person, place, or activity. I've always had this calling for wanting to help people and make the world a better place. Now, back in 2017, I followed that calling and went to Guatemala alongside with my family and friends at Cedar Ridge. Now, I could stand up here and talk about how amazing that experience was, but I'll save you the time and just say the calling to help people was fulfilled with everything I did there, whether that was working on building the house, playing with the kids, or just interacting with the people of Apala. This calling of wanting to help people has also translated into my longing of becoming a nurse. Throughout my life, I've had to go to many doctors and nurses for care in regards to my disability. The encounters I've experienced with my doctors and nurses have been so impactful and sparked this calling inside me to want to work in the healthcare field. With this amazing care I've received, it gave me the sense of wanting to give back, and becoming a nurse seemed like the best way to fulfill that. This year, I graduated high school as a certified nursing assistant and will be going to college in hopes of getting my nursing degree. Now, we pick up after Moana has sailed past the reef and was tragically caught in a storm that ended her up on a random island, or is it?
She grabs the oar and Hey-Hey and hides under the tilted boat.
Maui, demigod of the Winding Sea, I am Moana of Motu Nui. You will board my boat. No, you will board my boat. Yeah, I am Moana of Motu Nui. You will board my
boat. A boat! The gods have given me a boat!
Maui picks up, then drops the boat, petrified of Moana. He recovers, lifts the boat up one-handed, and is confused to find Hey-Hey staring back at him. He turns, and Moana ducks the spinning boat.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am Moana.
Hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go.
I am
Sorry. And women. Men and women. Both. All. Not a guy-girl thing. You know, Maui is a hero to all. You're doing great.
What? No. I'm here too.
Of course. Yes. Maui always has time for his fans.
He grabs the oar and Hey-Hey.
When you use a bird to write with, it's called tweeting.
A fishhook and heart insignia.
I know, not every day you get a chance to meet your hero.
You are not my hero, and I'm not here so you can sign my oar. I'm here because you stole the heart of Tahiti, and you will board my boat, sail across the sea, and put it back.
Yeah. It almost sounded like you don't like me, which is impossible because I got stuck here for 1,000 years trying to get the heart as a gift for you mortals so you can have the power to create life itself. Yeah. So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What? No. I didn't. I wasn't. Why would I ever say okay.
Just remember, that's how you tweet. So we've been introduced to Maui, the confident and strong demigod of the wind and sea, and men and women. Moana convinced Maui to go on this journey to bring back and restore the heart of Tahiti. As Maui and Moana start their journey, they need to get his magical hook back that allows him to shapeshift. Once they've retrieved the hook, Maui struggles with using it. We learn about his past in regards to how he was rejected by humans. We learn that Maui was rejected also by his parents and thrown into the ocean. He spent the rest of his life trying to find love from others in unhealthy ways. That includes the praise he received after stretching the sky higher, stealing fire from under the world to make it warm, and lassoing the sun in order to lengthen the days for people to work and kids to play. He did most of these things to win love and adoration, which we discovered is not reciprocated or real. Many of us have probably experienced doing things or acting certain ways to gain love and attention from others, only to find that it is in the deep sense of love we've been looking for. God reminds us in Romans 8 that it is his love that is what makes us whole. In Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Jesus Christ our Lord."
Before this next clip, Moana and Maui tried to get to Tahiti, but were stopped by Taka, the destructive lava monster. During this fight, Maui's hook was damaged, and he figured that one more hit would destroy it. Due to this possible loss of his shape-shifting abilities, Maui leaves Moana with the parting words that the ocean chose wrong.
She shakes with her head bowed. She hears something coming and looks up. The giant glowing manta ray surges through the water towards her. Moana's eyes widen as the ray circles the boat. Then Grandma Tala appears on the bow, her human form surrounded by light.
You're a long ways past the reef.
Grandma?
Grandma smiles.
Guess I chose the right tattoo.
Grandma!
Moana runs over and collapses into Grandma's arms. They share a tight embrace.
I tried, Grandma. I couldn't do it.
It's not your fault. I never should have put so much on your shoulders. If you are ready to go home, I will be with you.
Grandma Tala holds Moana's face gently, then lets go. Glittering motes of light dance around her as Moana holds her hands. Moana lets go, takes the oar and approaches the stern of the boat. She holds the tip of the oar just above the surface of the ocean.
Why do you hesitate?
I don't know.
Grandma Tala rises and approaches. Moana turns.
I know a girl from an island. She stands apart from the crowd. She loves the sea and her people. She makes her whole family proud. Sometimes the world seems against you. The journey may leave a scar, but scars can heal and reveal just where you are. The people you love will change you. The things you have learned will guide you. And nothing on earth can silence the quiet voice still inside you. And when that voice starts to whisper, Moana, you've come so far. Moana, listen. Do you know who you are?
She holds Moana's hands.
Who am I?
Moana steps away.
I am a girl who loves my island and the girl who loves the sea. It calls me.
She looks out to sea.
I am the daughter of the village chief. We are descended from voyagers who found their way across the world. They call me. I've delivered us to where we are. I have journeyed farther. I am everything I've learned and more. Still it calls.
Spirits of the ancient wayfinders surround them. The chief hails Moana from the deck of his boat as the fleet sails by. Moana dives from the canoe into the ocean and retrieves the glowing heart from the depths. She surfaces, holding it aloft. Her smile fades. The ancient fleet is gone, and so too.
So, throughout the movie, Moana's grandma has consistently been encouraging and supportive. From when Moana could barely walk and her grandma kept the heart of Safiti for her, to years later showing up and offering Moana guidance after she passed. Her grandma was able to see Moana's true potential in what she was capable of before Moana could see it herself. This consistent love and encouragement is something that we in the youth group look up to. We want to be the grandma for others, encouraging them to achieve their calling. A time when I felt a similar encouragement was when I was in eighth grade going into my freshman year of high school. I had been doing school theater since third grade, and at my new school, there was a theater scholarship opportunity. My mom had always said that auditioning would be a good idea, but I wasn't so sure. I had never performed by myself in front of anyone other than those in my school community, and I went to a small school. And going to high school and auditioning in front of high schoolers was scary and intimidating. My mom and I talked about it, and I decided to do the audition. I went with one of my friends, and her support was reassuring and helpful. This was a time when I went and went beyond my comfort zone. and I'm really happy that I did that. When the time came, I found out that I got the scholarship, and 4 years later, I became a leader in my school's theater program by being the stage manager and lighting designer for my last production. If I hadn't received the support I needed to go and audition, I probably wouldn't have met all the amazing people who are now my friends, and I wouldn't have learned the important technical skills and have the valuable practical experience that I can now take with me and apply throughout the rest of my life. This support can also be seen through the ocean and its relationship with Moana. At certain points, Moana was frustrated with it or didn't think it was there to help her. But at the end of the day, it chose her and had been the gentle support that she needs to go through this journey alive and in the right direction. Similarly to Moana's grandma and the ocean, God is with us through our journeys, being the loving and supporting guide while we live out our purpose. In the next clip, with the confidence instilled in her by her grandma, the ocean, and most importantly herself, Moana goes on to try and get past Te Ka and restore the heart.
Ka can't follow us into the water. We make it past the barrier islands. We make it to Te Fiti. None of which you understand, because you are a chicken.
She shouts Hey Hey in the supply hatch. Demonic giant Te Ka rises from billowing black smoke. Gripping the rocks with fiery hands, Te Ka leers down at Moana, then raises a fist. Moana swings around the halyard, then tugs the main sheet hard, skirting the edge of the volcanic smoke cloud. Te Ka thrashes a hand through the water, missing the boat. The fire in Te Ka's fingers goes out, but restores as Moana sails towards a gap in the rocks. Te Ka clambers after her. Te Ka flings a fireball that lands in the water ahead of her and the boat rocks, but she keeps it on course. Te Ka arrives above the gap in the rocks, now obscured by smoke kicked up by the fireball. The vast demon looks confused, then spots Moana sailing in the opposite direction. She looks back and smirks, then tugs on the main sheet, turning the boat towards a different gap. Te Ka shoots another fireball that smashes the rocks either side of the gap. They collapse as Moana enters the gap and she drops the heart. He catches it. He gives it back to Moana, who frowns as she evades the final falling rocks and sails out of the gap, heading for the Te Fiti mainland.
Te Fiti!
Te Ka leaps up behind her, causing a wave that upends the boat, flinging it forward and sending Moana underwater. She quickly recovers, swims for the capsized boat, and jumps on the upturned hull. She pulls a rope, trying to right the stricken vessel. Te Ka clambers forward and reaches out. Maui swoops towards Te Ka. He slices off Te Ka's outstretched hand, then lands by Moana.
You came back!
He smiles humbly, but his tattoo nods, smuggling.
But your hook! One more hit, and...
Te Ka's gotta catch me first.
Te Ka's hand grows back.
I got your back, chosen one! Go save the world!
Maui! Thank you.
You're welcome.
He rights the boat with the hook, then leaps into the air as a buck and flutters by Te Ka's confused face. Maui becomes a whale and splashes down. Then Te Ka finds Maui's shark attached to his finger. He shakes Maui off, and as a lizard, he scampers along Te Ka's arm. The lizard slips through Te Ka's fingers, then becomes a hawk. As Te Ka reaches out, Maui becomes human and cuts off Te Ka's right hand. Te Ka roars at the stuff.
Hey, Te Ka!
Sharkhead!
A sharkhead with human legs, Maui smirks, then leaps up and cuts off Te Ka's other hand. As a hawk, he's swiped from the sky. Then Te Ka flings a fireball at Moana's boat.
Moana!
The ocean rises just behind Moana's boat, slowing the fireball enough to stop it hitting her. The splash sends her flying, but the ocean carries her to the shore of Te Fiti.
Get the heart to the spiral!
As Moana scales the rocks of Te Fiti, Maui spins around and finds Te Ka with both hands restored, conjuring a fireball between them. Maui picks up his crackling and damaged hook, then looks down at his tattoo, which raises its own hook defiantly. Maui charges. He leaps between rocks, then flies at Te Ka, who brings down a fist as Maui swings his hook.
They clash, and a shockwave knocks Moana over. Maui lands on a rock and finds his hook is completely broken. Moana reaches the clifftop, and, clutching the glowing heart, is astonished to find nothing but sea and a curving atoll of volcanic rocks ahead. She stares wide-eyed.
Tefiti, it's gone.
Raising its head like a burning skull, Tekoa rises on the island behind Moana. She turns and spots the spiral pattern in the middle of Tekoa's chest. It matches the spiral on the heart in Moana's hand.
Tekoa!
Takar looks down at the rocks where Maui does a war dance, the broken hook on the ground beside him. Takar contemptuously raises a new fireball, aiming it at Maui, but stops suddenly and casts its gaze across the sea towards the remains of Tefiti. Maui looks around too. Moana stands with the heart held aloft. It shines brilliantly, glowing through the night. Moana lowers it and descends to the blackened shoreline.
Let her come to me.
The surf at her toes rises and parts dramatically, creating a wide path across the seabed, leading from the remains of Tefiti towards Tekar's island. Moana steps calmly onto the path. Angry Tekar lurches forward and crawls towards her, trailing a wake of thick smoke. The sea either side of Moana billows above her like a wave in slow motion.
I have crossed the horizon to find you.
She continues barefoot, Tekar's gnarly fiery hands slam down, dragging the demon forward.
I know your name.
Moana walks up onto a rock.
They have stolen the heart from inside you.
Tekar bears down on her.
But this does not define you.
Fearsome Tekar rears up.
This is not who you are. You know who you are.
Tekar's gigantic face lowers towards Moana, who calmly presses her forehead to its cracked rocky surface.
Who you truly are.
Tekar's eyes close and the fire beneath the skin goes out. Moana places the heart within the spiral on Tekar's chest. Quickly, green light emanates from beneath the charred exterior, which cracks and shatters like ash. Tekar's exterior breaks away and falls, revealing a giant green-skinned woman with long hair like leaves on a tree. She opens her almond-shaped eyes and looks down at Moana, smiling. Moana is amazed. Raised sea either side of them roils as Tefiti straightens. A ring of brightly colored flowers appears around her head. She closes her eyes and holds her hands out, facing upwards. She glides towards the rocky atoll where the island once stood, and as the ocean closes in around her, it picks up Moana and spins her to face Tefiti. Tefiti merges with the atoll. Lush plants and vegetation spread quickly around her. She stretches her vast fingers across the shore, and swirling black rocks are overrun with sprouting green grass and flowers. Trees rise in the blink of an eye. The ocean...
So what we just saw was the transformative power of love. Tekar transformed into Tefiti, her true self, with the love and soul that came from the heart that Moana traveled so far to restore. Just like how Moana's grandma could see who she was and her purpose, Moana could see Taka for who she really is, which is Tefiti, a goddess who creates life. As Moana says, Taka's negative and fiery exterior does not define who she truly is. This message can be carried on into our lives. One characteristic or behavior does not define who we are, especially when we are going through something difficult. In a similar way to how Grandma was there for Moana, Moana was there for Tefiti. She left her family during a very emotional time, defied the rules from her father, fought through different obstacles thrown her way, and never gave up. All the things Moana did, she did out of love. Love for her family, love for her community, love for her island, love for Tefiti, and love for her grandma. Moana was persistent on her journey to restore the heart and help Tefiti. Moana was able to channel her grandma with Maui as well by listening to his struggles with rejection and being supportive through his vulnerability and leading her whole journey with love instead of violence. The Maui from the beginning of the movie would probably not have come back to help Moana in the end. But something happened between then and now, and that was the love and support from Moana, as well as him realizing his own self-worth and gaining additional confidence to make him who he truly is. We can develop confidence in who God created us to be. Even if we are young or old, weak or strong, there are no limitations. And just like Grandma, the ocean, and Moana, we can help other people discover who they are. So as we go into this next week, let's be like Moana's grandma, encouraging, challenging, and loving. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jacob Vanderkuhl. I'm going to 7th grade. We are going to take communion in a few moments. We invite you to reflect upon the parallels between the journeys of restoration of Moana and Jesus, such as the transformative power of love, which was displayed by the grandmother, the ocean, and Moana's love for people, Te Fiti and Maui. Jesus demonstrated his love for us by choosing a journey of restoration between us and God. We can be transformed by the power of Jesus' love through the taking of communion. We receive this love through Christ's body and blood represented by the crackers and juice we will partake in. Christ's powerful love given to us through his sacrifice can transform our lives. So when you are ready, please come and take a piece of gluten-free cracker and some juice. You can eat and drink at the tables, in the front or in the middle, or you can take it back to your seat. Whatever feels most comfortable to you. Also at this time, you can light a candle and or write out a prayer for Ukraine in at the back table at the back and the table in the back right corner. You might also want to pray with someone at the back, or write out a prayer at the stations under the Grow and Journey banners and post it in the frames. A team will pray for you during the week. You might like to make a financial gift and put in the wooden towers at the back, sing, or just listen to the music. This is a time for us to respond to God and to celebrate the gift of God's love for each and every one of us.